Hey yoga teacher, now is the time to make a much bigger impact in the world. You're listening to The Yogipreneur, a podcast for entrepreneurial yoga teachers who want to stop the hustle and overwhelm and instead create more income, freedom and success. I'm your host, Kelly McHugh, founder of Digital Yoga Academy, and I'm sharing business and marketing strategies to grow your community in a way that makes it easy to take action today. I believe that you have a unique message to share that your people need to hear. So let's get to it. Today, I'm going to be talking to you guys about how to turn 5K months into consistent 10K months and how that is possible for you. So I want to start there. Like, do you think that it's possible for you? Do you? Share with me. Share in the comments. Do you think that it's possible to create 10K months? Okay, $10,000 a month, not just as a one-off, but consistently. Yeah, do you think that's possible? Just connect to how that would feel for you, okay? If that isn't something that's happened in your business yet, just maybe close down your eyes and just connect for a moment. Like, how would that feel for you? Connect to who you need to be for you to be generating $10,000 a month. How are you acting in your business? Like, what are the decisions that you're making in your business? And we're going to talk about this today. Now, I'm sure that if you're not making this amount of money in your business, that it is something that you aspire to. Okay, after all, you're here listening to this right now. And I imagine that you're intrigued and you feel the possibility that 10K months could be a reality for you. Maybe you have experienced this already. Okay, so tell me if that's you. Maybe you have experienced those 10K months and now you're just really looking for the systems and the processes and the funnels. I'm going to talk about that today for that consistency. Okay, so consistency requires commitment, doesn't it? It requires commitment to your vision, okay, to really putting the work in and to actively, you know, setting time aside to work on your business. Like, that requires commitment to work specifically on the things that are going to actually move your business forward, because there's many things that you can do, right? There's many things that you can be doing day to day, but if you're spending, you know, all of your time on the wrong things, then you're not going to be making a lot of progress, are you? Okay. I can tell you right now that I haven't grown my business working just 1 hour a day. Like, it would have been a much slower journey if I just had 1 hour a day. And of course, you know, we all have our own levels of capacity, right? And other responsibilities like having a family, childcare. Maybe you have a full-time job and this is your side thing at the moment. But this business, like, if you're really serious about it, it requires you to commit your time to it consistently. Okay. So right now, like, if you're generating, let's say, up to 5K in income every month, let me know if that's you. What you're doing in your business right now, okay, when you're in this kind of stage of growth, this beginning stage of growth, the priorities that you have in your business are completely different, okay? They're different priorities to what you have when you're working towards scaling up to 10K months, okay? Scaling from that 5K figure to 10K. And the priorities in your business change, okay? From a business owner making 5K to a business owner making 10K, the priorities change. Now, there's a lot of moving pieces, okay? And we always try to complicate things, don't we? But it's actually about the mindset and the strategy that you focus on, essentially. And so, you know, if you've been at this kind of 5K level for some time and you feel like, you know, you've kind of just hit this glass ceiling, as we call it, and nothing that you're doing is moving the needle forward, you know, perhaps you've got a community, maybe it's slowly growing, okay? And perhaps you've got some, let's say you've got some online classes and they're well attended, but you're feeling kind of stuck. start to ask yourself some questions, right? Start to ask yourself some questions, some foundational questions. Have I niched down? Have I niched down? Am I being relevant in this online space? Like, do I understand what people really want so that I can develop other offerings that are not just drop-in classes, that are not just, you know, showing up on Zoom a couple of times a week? Okay, we have to go beyond that. Like, if we want to reach those 10K months, it's essential that we think beyond the drop-in class. Okay, it's essential that, you know, we start looking at other online offerings, courses, programs, memberships, workshops, right? You can start with workshops. It's an easy transition from your online classes. But that's how you move beyond, okay? That's how you move beyond the drop-in class. And what we have to understand is that the online space, it gives us an incredible opportunity to reach people, okay? Reach people all around the world. And so, you know, you have to make a decision. Like, do you want to take up that opportunity and niche and focus your message, okay? Because that's really what it requires. We have to get really super specific with the message. Or do you want to keep continuing doing what you're doing? Okay, so it's always, always your decision, isn't it? You know, and that decision, it requires an action, okay, or a number of actions, many actions for it to come into fruition. So when you've done all of that foundational work of niching, messaging, content offerings, right, working out what you want to offer and then really dialing all of that in, okay, remember, it's none of that is an overnight job. You know, but what comes out of it is real clarity and confidence. Yeah, the clarity and confidence, you being 100% certain on who you help and how, and having the confidence to really show up and be visible, you know, and talk about what it is that you offer, because you're 100% sold on your offering, because you validated it, you know what people actually want it. That's a different experience. Like, when you get to that point and you've got that validation and you've got the confidence, it's a different experience, trust me. And it's at that point in your journey that you can start to create other online offerings that take you beyond that Zoom drop-in class, okay? That take you into a space of creating that online signature course, right? And, you know, maybe earlier on in your journey, you've been experimenting with the idea of that, okay? With the idea of having this online course that you offer in the future, and you're experimenting with it by working with people one-to-one, okay? So this is a really good thing to do, okay? Working privately with your students actually gains so much experience for you. And it's a great business model when you're first growing your business, okay, to work one-to-one with your clients. So if you imagine, you know, you've got a package, a one-to-one package that's, let's say, $1,000, you need five clients to make $5,000, right? It's simple maths. And so, you know, if you think about how many classes do you actually have to teach to make $5,000, right? Do the sums, do the calculations. And, you know, if there's anything else that that they get access to, right? If anything else that your students are getting access to. And so, you know, it's a really good place to start. Look at that one-to-one package. And what it means is that you can grow your business faster and replace, you know, the 9-to-5 faster, right? So, you know, someone here at Lulu has said, I have a full-time job, but I'm determined to commit regular time to build up gradually. Yeah, so we can do it at a much quicker rate if you have those offerings, if you're thinking strategically. And, you know, the other thing about this is that online, that one-to-one offering allows you to actually test out your ideas for your online course that you're going to launch in the future, okay? Because the reason for that is because you really get to, like, working one-to-one with students, you really get to know them inside out, okay? Which means that it becomes so much easier to actually sell your courses in the future, okay? So you can literally get started right now. Like, if you're that teacher that's, like, earning up to excuse me, earning up to 5K a month and you only have online classes at the moment, nothing else. Maybe you was teaching in studios as well. Like that's all good. I'm just saying, don't just rely on that as your business model. But let's say you've got those classes and your community is starting to grow. You can totally start with offering those one-to-one packages to help you bring more money in. Okay. And so, when you start scaling to 10K, what we're doing now is we're building out and we're launching a signature course. Okay. And this is the point of the word scale, isn't it? This is the point of the word scale. Like when you're working one-to-one or teaching Zoom classes, you're only going to have so much capacity. Like there's always going to be a ceiling as to what you can earn. And when you move into this space of online courses and programs, that ceiling is lifted. Yeah, the ceiling is lifted. But there is a caveat here. You have to have that community, right? You need to have done the foundational work that I talked about, okay? The niching, the messaging, and all of that. And, you know, you need to start there. Like, you can't move into online courses without having done that part first, okay? So you can see how, like, not only do we have to have a different mindset, okay, at different stages of our business, but also our strategies are different, right? The approach is different. Yeah, we're having a different discussion, really, and we're making different decisions at that stage, right? Different mindset, different strategies, okay? And then when we move into that space, in that stage of your business where you are at consistent 10K months, you'll be building out a team, right? You'll be building out a team to support you and to support your growth. So, you know, if you're growing from 5K consistently, okay, when you start launching a course and then you're launching it again and again, like it is totally possible to have consistent 10K months in your business and to grow to six figures. And at this stage, you know, you'll be looking at evergreen funnels. You'll be looking at setting up some back-end funnels and systems in your business so that you can have evergreen courses that people can buy all year round. Okay, so this is the magical passive income, which is never passive because you still have to show up, right? You still have to do these things. Like I have passive income, if you want to call it that. But I have evergreen income, revenue from my evergreen courses, but I'm still here. I'm still showing up and doing all the things. Okay. So it's not like we're just sleeping and earning the money. You have to do the things still. And, you know, you can get to six figures by just doing live launches if you want to, right? Just doing those live launches where you have an enrollment open period, enrollment closing date. But also like, at this stage, like having an evergreen funnel will, so that you have consistent leads coming into your business, is going to make all the difference. Yeah, it's going to make all the difference. And you won't have to then be consistently doing live launches. Okay, you don't have to be 100% evergreen. Okay, we still do live launches here at Digital Yoga Academy. Okay, and you know, I love doing that. It's fun. It's fun because I get to really connect with all of you guys. It's really, really a lot of fun. But the thing is, like, my business now doesn't just rely on that, right? It doesn't rely on that. I also have revenue coming from evergreen courses, evergreen sources. Okay, and that, along with, you know, my live launch revenue, is now generating 50K months, right? Consistent 50K months. Like, it's taken 7 years to get there, guys, to get to this place. 7 years to get to this place. It's actually our seventh birthday tomorrow. So if you're on my email list, you would have seen my emails about that and how we're going to be celebrating. But it's taken 7 years to get to this place. So ask yourself, like, how long do you want to be in your business? We have to start today, right? We have to start today if we want to actually really make an impact, if we want to create that freedom that we hear everybody talking about. You know, it's freedom in the sense of your business allows you to do, you know, to do more things, right? Your business allows you to support your community in a bigger way. It allows you to do, you know, bigger things in your life, like with your family, and support your family and yourself in a different way. Okay. But it isn't freedom as, you know, as I said, like, just go to sleep and the money is coming in. Like, it's not that kind of freedom. We still have to be consistent and we still have to be committed to doing the work, right? That's super key. But yeah, the you know, having the live launches in my business and having the evergreen funnels has really helped me to generate cash flow, right? That I can reinvest back into my business. You know, that allows me to be able to work with coaches and mentors and be in top, you know, masterminds, incredible spaces and containers where I'm learning so much and I'm able to implement new strategies into my business. I'm able to, you know, share those strategies with my students inside my programs. So it allows you to do all of these things. It opens up doors, right? When you have more money, when you have more cash flow. And what we have to understand is that, you know, whenever there is a skills gap, right, or an experience gap, like, we can learn, can't we? You know, and we can grow our business, you know, learning new skills and closing those skills gaps, right, as we level up, because that's really what it's about. You know, when we're moving through these different stages in our business, it's a level up, isn't it? So we have to have, you know, our mindset, we have to upgrade our mindset, and we can't expect to do all of this on our own. You know, we can't expect to do all of this on our own. So definitely when you are moving into that space, when your business is consistently 10,000 $10,000 a month, you will be getting yourself in the best rooms, right? In the big, to be able to support your students in a bigger and better way. Okay, so I hope that gives you a taster of what's possible and just a clearer vision of what the trajectory looks like, I guess, on this journey, like on this pathway that we are walking on as, you know, visionaries in our business. As I said, we have our 7th birthday tomorrow. We're going to be sharing some fun things via email. So make sure you're on our email list. You can go to the link in bio if you're watching on Instagram. If you're not on our email list, there's many ways to join us. And yeah, we have some giveaways. We have lots of fun things happening tomorrow. So just check your email tomorrow for the details, and also check on stories. I'm going to be giving away some opportunities to have live coaching with me, live on, like, one-to-one coaching with me live on Instagram. There's also 5 business strategy sessions that we're going to be giving away as well. So I hope you've got something from this. Always reach out to me, send me a message, a DM. I'm here. I always love chatting with you guys. And I'll see you next week. All right, lots of love.
You've been listening to the Yogipreneur podcast, brought to you by Digital Yoga Academy, the leader in business and marketing education for yoga teachers worldwide. And if you loved what you learned today, please subscribe, rate, and give us a review. And remember that learning is nothing without taking action.